This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The top United Nations court has ordered Israel to halt its military operations in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. Israel insists it has the right to defend itself from Hamas militants and is unlikely to comply with the ruling. The order by the International Court of Justice further ratchets up international pressure on an increasingly isolated Israel to rein in its war in Gaza on Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Friday's decision marked the third time this year the 15-judge panel has issued preliminary orders seeking to alleviate humanitarian suffering in Gaza. While orders are legally binding, the court has no police to enforce them. The Israeli military said on Friday it had recovered the bodies of three hostages taken into the Gaza Strip after they were killed during the October 7th attack by militants of Hamas.
Their bodies were rescued during a special operation based on precise intelligence in the area of Gaza.
Israeli chief military spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari added the overnight operation by the army and intelligence services was carried out in Jabalia in northern Gaza, where there's been intense fighting in recent days. Ukraine's army said on Friday Ukrainian forces have stopped Russia from advancing further into the northeastern Kharkiv region and are now counterattacking, but Moscow is intensifying its assault on other parts of the front. Kyiv has been battling a fresh Russian land assault in the Kharkiv region since May 10th, when thousands of Moscow's troops stormed the border, making their biggest territorial advances in 18 months. Zelensky visited the region's capital on Friday to discuss the battle for Vovchansk. This is VOA News.